startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Red Radio. Yes, you're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with brand new music from the one, the only, Vancouver's very own You Big Idiot. That track is their brand new singles up, available now on all your digital streaming platforms, or go to Bandcamp and buy it and actually pay your artists what they're worth. The song is called Equal Rights for All, except for you, them, and that guy. Available now on kindacoolrecords.com. But I am not here to talk about all the cool stuff on Kinda Cool. I am not here to talk about You Big Idiot. No, 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 my friends, my family, my listening public. I'm here with the one, the only, Danny.
Hey, guys.
It's Danny.
It's me.
It's Danny.
I'm on the radio.
Formerly Lou Danger in The Thrills.
Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Lou is dead.
He's not coming back.
He's been buried.
For at least another 10 years or so.
Now there is... So, correct me if I'm wrong, but the thrills are gone, but they have resurfaced as a superior Thrills.
This is true. It's essentially Lou Danger and the Thrills without our costumes on. Mm-hmm. We're just regular Joes like we are at band practice.
Yeah.
And yeah, Chris is a great guitar player, so we kept him on the bass for so long. It's a treat to see him shred. So.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what we're all about.
I see it's moved around. Okay, yeah. Excellent. But we're not even here to talk about the Thrills. No. We're here to talk about you. The one, the only, just Danny. Singular name, no last name.
Like Cher.
Or Prince.
I should probably have started with Prince. But
no, I like Cher. Let's go with Cher. Madonna. Yeah.
MJ.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
That's two names.
Oops.
So you have recently struck out on your own, done some solo acoustic stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you have a brand spanking new EP that you put together.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, is this also self-recorded and produced?
No, so I did this one with Rick Bolter of Cosmic Pig Studios in Surrey.
Cool. If I read the back, I would see that it says right here, record at Cosmic Pig Studios.
I know you love to read.
With Rick Bolter. I do like to read.
Yeah.
I should have read the back. Well, I don't know why I thought that you made it yourself.
Oh, I mean, you can probably tell a difference when we listen to it.
Oh.
It's a lot more polished. Yeah, it's four songs. I just kind of wrote, no genre in mind, and... I went to the studio with an acoustic guitar, and then we ended up with a bunch of songs with electric guitar on it.
Oh,
so
fancy.
That's what you have in your hands there, and we're going to
Is there any
that.
Acoustic on here?
Like, very faintly in the background.
Yeah.
I did do, like, some rough tracks on each song
that
are acoustic, but it's pretty much buried because I start shredding the electric, it eclipses the acoustic.
I know you. You do have the shred ability.
It's true.
It is a thing.
It's hard to suppress.
I think your fingers can stop. They just they go. They start going.
Oh yeah.
That's like one of these heavy steel strings. Get this nylon out of here. What is it, folk guitar? No. Where's the steels?
That's why my acoustic shows are such a treat. to see me at least attempt some of these solos on the poor acoustic guitar.
Your poor fingers, man. The guitar will be fine.
Yeah.
The action is set up very differently on acoustics.
That's true. That's true. I gotta really push them.
Make it happen. Excellent. So there's four tracks in here. Sunshine Delight, which I believe, was it the first single that you released?
It's kind of interesting how this came about. Like, all four songs have been released as singles. I kind of did the last two first. So I started with Music in My Misery. And I thought that was a really good kind of taste of what this new direction is. And but then, you know, a year later we come back and we do Sunshine Delight. And honestly, I think that's the best one.
Because I think Sunshine Delight's the one I've heard. And I've also, but then I'm looking at the track list here, I've also heard doing this on my own.
Yeah.
Which I think might have been the first one. I thought, I'm like, if that's the first thing you release as your solo stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's
I'm really pushing Sunshine Delight because I want to get that sweet orange juice money.
Listen, listen here, Sonny D.
Yeah.
Listen here. We know you're not technically orange juice, right? But it's close enough.
I mean, I'm more of like, I like the mango one. That's my preference. I like the mango Sonny D. So if you're listening, and I know you are, Sonny D Canada, hook a brother up.
There you go. All right. You want to dig into some of this?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's give it a spin.
All right, let's go. This is brand new music from Danny. You can find him on Facebook, D to the A to the N to the Annie. Right?
Yeah.
It's really hard to fucking find your page, man.
I put a lot of thought and care into that. And it's been just a nightmare calling myself by my first name. But it'll stick eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
There can be only one.
Yeah, it'll be the first thing that pops up on all the search results.
That's right.
You're the only Danny that exists in the world. Okay, let's get into this. This is brand new music. This is Danny. You can find him online, or just, if you know Danny, just go to his Facebook page and it'll link.
Yeah,
he'll be around.
Be my
All right.
friend.
Yeah, do it. It'll be great. I'm hoping I got this thing working. Let's go.
Yeah.
loves me like no other. My sunshine delight. Yeah.
Have it, Creeps and Kitties, two brand new tunes from the one, the only, Danny, off his self-titled debut solo album, which I mistakenly thought was all acoustic because I've played with you, yeah. Or did I see, no, we did a show once.
I think we've done a couple
Yeah, with just the acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not. There's a whole band sounding in
what
the background
happened?
There. You got guitars, you got acoustic, you got drums, you got bass, you got the whole thing. What brought about bring the songs? So I've seen a bunch of them solo, but it's an acoustic thing. So what made you go for like kind of the full band sound as opposed to just like kind of the singer songwriter approach?
Yeah, I mean, I think the finished product on the CD, that's what, you know, that's the full vision. That's what I hear in my head.
Yeah,
and even when I'm performing acoustic, it still sounds like that to me.
Yeah, that's what you want it to.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, you yeah. know, and I appreciate you know the way a song sounds when it's fully developed with all the bells and whistles, but also when it's just on acoustic, you know, it's kind of more stripped and basic. And so I think it's kind of funny. A lot of people are going to have that reaction, like, what the hell? Like, that's the same guy? Like the guy was just, like, you know, massacring that poor acoustic guitar up there. He's pretty good on the actual album there. Wow.
That's very cool. Yeah, I mean, I have a similar dilemma, I find, because I haven't recorded and officially released any stuff with my solo stuff. But that's the thing, right? One, I'm only so talented as a musician, so in order to do a full band thing, I'd have to acquire a bunch of people and then figure out the full arrangements. But you go back, because there is that kind of duality to a song, right? And one, there is a certain life to it as just a, you know, voice and a guitar, and it has a certain feel to it. But like you're saying, in my head, those songs there's a whole thing. Like, they're like, here's where the solo should go that I can't physically play, but here's the space that I wrote for it.
There's backup vocals.
Yeah, and
there's the
whole thing, right? Like, there's the song that you hear, and then there's the things that you can physically play as one person on an instrument.
Right.
And if I was to go and do it, you have to sit down and really, that's when you have to make the decision. Like, does this song, do I release what people come and see me play because that's what they hear and they seem to enjoy that? Or do I release it as the song that I think what I wrote in my head deserves to be? And that's kind of a weird duality, and probably part of why I've sat for so long, because if it was left to me, I'd want the songs to be the full version. I think that a record should be the most full version of a song.
Agreed.
That it can be, because that's the record is the definitive version of what that song is for posterity and what it could be. Because once it's recorded, that's it. That song's kind of done, and that's where it lives, right?
Yeah.
So it should be whatever it is. It's the same thing if a band... that's why I never, like, knock a band if on the record they don't sound exactly like they do live, because they've added more parts. Now, I hate it if, like, the band sounds completely different, but I'm like, if the band doesn't necessarily have a keyboard player, but on the album there's some key parts, or, like, they add some horns because it just sounds good in that song... Yeah, well, that song needs that part, and you know, so it's that strange kind of balance of what you try to do. So I think it's kind of rad that you're like, you know what, I got all these songs. These are my songs. This is Danny, and this is how the song needs to be. This is the premium version of the song. This is what you're getting.
Absolutely, that was my thought, and it's just called Danny. These are just four songs straight out of my brain, onto the guitar, and you know, recorded, and here we are.
Very cool. Yeah. Follow up question.
Yeah.
So what would you consider, because you have the thrills going, so what differentiates the songs of Danny, the full version, because you have a band, these could be fleshed out with the band,
what makes
these be Danny songs as opposed to thrills songs?
Good question. Solid question. Thank you. Well, to me, I think that the way that Lou Danger and the Thrills was going, it was getting to be sort of like a dumping ground. It was getting to be, you know, just a place for me to let my, you know, my feelings, my hostilities go. And it sort of manifested in a lot of negative messages, I felt. And so with this Danny project, I wanted to kind of show the other side of my personality, which is, you know, more happy-go-lucky and fun.
The flowers in the rainbow?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good indicator right there. I mean, it's still got an edge to it. It's still got some heavy parts to it.
Well, there's still rocky songs, for sure.
Oh, yeah, and I still, you know, shred on there. But, yeah, I would say definitely a softer tone. And like I was saying, with these songs, I had no idea of genre. It's just literally... whatever comes to me, I was playing it on acoustic, and this is just how it turned out when we went to the studio.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's been good, and I plan on continuing with the whole Danny thing. One of the things I love about being a solo artist, I'm sure you'll agree, is someone offers you a show, you just say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to ask two or three other guys.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, being in the Spirits and having six members. Yeah, it's a very big democracy, right?
Yeah, so I can play as many gigs as I please, and being solo is pretty fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. Also, it's nice when you get paid out, you don't have to split it with anyone.
Oh, that whole $20 goes to me, baby.
Hey, man, that's straight into my gas tank. Right? You know?
I'm going to make it home this time.
There you go. Very good. Yeah, no, I like the fact that, I mean, that's why I started doing solo shows, just because I love playing shows, but I got a band and they don't want to play every weekend. You know, and I'm like, if I'm not playing, I'm just sitting at home like reading books or playing Xbox, so like I may as well go out.
How long have you been doing it? Sorry to shift it to you. How long have you been doing your solo work as Johnny Bones?
Oh, I don't know when I started doing that stuff.
At least a couple of years now.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I was doing it, I think I started doing that stuff. I was doing it before the pandemic, so like it's been a minute. I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been doing music forever.
Well, we're going to see you do it again soon enough.
That's true. We are playing shows together. Maybe we can shift to that before we get into the next couple songs.
But I do have two shows.
I know. I saw you said that, but I don't know the details of the other one. So I'll plug the first one, and then you can tell me about the second one.
The first one. Plug the second one.
Okay. Tell me about the first one.
Okay, let me set the scene. Okay. Right. We got a big rock show happening September 20th. It's a Friday. It's at the Chill House. Great little venue.
I do love Chill House.
I've seen you play there, so I know. You love it there. And it's the Bobbies, We Are Not a Cult, Dusty Pines.
Oh, yeah.
And Superior Thrills.
There you go.
The Lou Danger and the Thrills, crazy aftermath band we've got going. And our buddy Rudy's coming from over on Sunshine Coast to play with us. And it's always a treat when he joins us. He's an awesome addition to the band. He's the bass player.
Oh, okay.
Bass player and other vocalist.
I'm
trying to back off on the vocals a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just see if we can explore being more of a guitar player.
I haven't got to see the superior version of the Thrills yet. So.
Oh, please, please come enjoy.
I might. I'm very good friends with Dusty Pines. Like, Dusty's my cousin.
I know. And, that's so funny.
And We Are Not a Cult. I was out on tour with them earlier this year with them, the Fomites, and Dusty Pines. And I got to meet the We Are Not a Cult guys, and they're excellent dudes.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah, excellent, excellent guys. They're super, super nice. Their social media is hysterical if you haven't watched them.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. They're it's mostly like little videos that they make. They're very, very good. And I mean, the Bobbies, just great.
Oh, yeah. Like a Chilliwack favorite. Everybody loves to rock out with the Bobbies. Yeah. And so that's the Friday show. I'm going to segue to you now.
Okay, so that's the Friday. If you want to go see Lou Danger. Lou Danger's dead. Lou Danger's
Superior Thrills. He's dead. You just got to accept it, Johnny. Yeah, you got to let him go.
I need the bandana and the leathers, man. I need it. And then the Sunday, September the 22nd, at Brick Layer Brewing, the best microbrewery in Chilliwack, will be myself, Danny, and our good friend Greg Reckus, all the way from Winnipeg. He's out. I'm doing two nights with him. So the first night's going to be in Chilliwack at Brick Layer, and then I'm doing Monday at Bully Studio with him as well.
Oh, wonderful.
And with Christy Lee from Wrong, he's going to jump on that bill as well. It's going to be fun. It's a little doubleheader. So come out and support Greg Reckus, because he's a wonderful, hard-touring man, and he stomps that stomp box forever.
Awesome.
And you can pick up Danny's self-titled EP.
That's right.
It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
For sale for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's good. Do I get this one? Is this one
you
mine?
Get to keep that
Fuck
one
yeah,
for having
right.
me as a guest. Thank you so much, Johnny.
I mean, I've already got these ones, although I don't know what as most meant. We'll talk about that
when
soon.
We get to that. Oh, that's gonna be such a treat. Let's just say that.
All right, let's dig into the rest of this EP here. So this is tracks 3 and 4, Music Is My Misery, which was the first release single.
Yeah.
And doing this on my own, which I think is Well, I was going to say that's perfect, but this isn't solo. You didn't do this on your own. You did this with help from Rick Bolton. Lies.
CD of lies.
All right, you listen to CGSF 90.1. If I can get this goddamn thing to work, I'm going to have to switch this player.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Yep. Oh. Why? There we go. Okay, I got it.
Retro.
I think I got it. Nope. Motherfucker! Work! Why is it so hard just to switch a song? We'll be back in a second. Technical difficulties, folks.
That's what, you know, that's keeping it real on the radio.
I'm going to break this thing. I got it.
It was a solo career or suicide, so I picked up my guitar. I wrote some new songs on my couch so I could try them at the bar. It feels so good to just set it free, it sounds pretty dang decent too.